Now we turn to Egypt, where a lot has changed since the fall of Hosni Mubarak. For decades, state television was the mouthpiece of the autocratic regime. Now Egypt has a democratically elected president, and state TV is at a crossroads, as Merritt Kennedy reports from Cairo.
The Nileside headquarters of Egyptian state television is one of the most heavily guarded buildings in the country. It was a target of protesters during the 18-day revolution that led to the ouster of the Mubarak regime. State TV's coverage of the uprising was mired in controversy. Rasha Abdullah, a journalism professor at the American University in Cairo, recalls an infamous broadcast during one of the bloodiest days of the revolt.
The view is a very peaceful shot of the Nile. It's like come to Egypt, you know, it's a tourism campaign that they're running on the day where we lost, when we lost, you know, the majority of martyrs of the revolution. I mean, it was just, that is unforgivable. That is a crime, you know. I mean, that's just not, you don't forget stuff like that.
Even before the revolution, state TV had lost credibility as people increasingly turned to private satellite channels. Mohamed Abdelrahim, a presenter on the English language news channel, understands why Egyptians are frustrated with state TV.
First of all, the quality is not good. Second, we are perceived, unfortunately, as the enemies of the revolution, or at least we were perceived like this during the 18 days. Most of us were, but some of us weren't.
Now, Egypt is led by an Islamist, President Mohamed Morsi, a member of the Muslim Brotherhood, an organization long vilified on official airwaves and referred to simply as the banned group. Veteran news anchor Amr Shenawi says it's logical that now the tone towards Morsi and the Brotherhood has become more positive.
Because the state media, it's not free yet. It expresses the people who is running it. And the people who is in charge of the government now is the Brotherhood. So they have all the right to push the state media whatever direction they need.
But Shenawi says he doesn't agree with the idea of state TV as a government mouthpiece.
This is wrong as a principle. We need this state media to express the needs of the state itself, the whole people. Not some party or some wing or some direction.
Still, it's not clear exactly how the Morsi government will deal with state media, says Rasha Abdullah.
I think this is all very new to the Muslim Brotherhood, so they're not yet using it in the exact same way that Mubarak was using it, for example.
Mohamed Abdelrahim says that in contrast to the Mubarak era, state TV now sometimes hosts guests who are critical of the government, and there is open political debate among journalists in the newsroom.
So now the real difference is that now sometimes you have polarization between those who are pro-Morsi and those who are anti.
But state TV is facing serious financial problems. The bustling control room outside the news studio is shabbier than you'd expect for a key government institution. Several monitors are broken, wallpaper is peeling, the carpets are ragged. Subscriptions to news wires have lapsed and haven't been renewed.
As it is right now, the situation is hopeless.
Rasha Abdullah says that with 46,000 employees and 23 channels, the building is overstaffed and plagued with nepotism and financial corruption.
Corruption has been going on for so long that it's a very tightly knit, entangled web of people who are benefiting from that corruption, and so it is very difficult to remove them.
The new Minister of Information, who oversees state TV, has said that he intends to be the last person to hold that post and that the ministry will be dissolved. Both Shenawi and Abdelrahim hope that will eventually lead to a truly independent public media, but it remains to be seen whether the Morsi government will allow that to happen. For NPR News, I'm Merritt Kennedy in Cairo.